What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I am Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 338. In this episode, I'll discuss the role of proactive desmopressin in the treatment of severe hyponatremia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode338. One of the risks of treating severe hyponatremia, which is a serum sodium less than 120 MEQs per liter, is osmotic demyelination syndrome resulting from overly rapid correction of the serum sodium, and this can result in permanent neurological damage. An overly rapid correction is an increase in serum sodium of more than 9 MEQs in the first 24 hours and 18 MEQ in the first 48 hours. An inadvertent rapid correction is especially a concern if the cause of the patient's hyponatremia is rapidly reversible. Examples of rapidly reversible causes of severe hyponatremia are syndrome of inappropriate ADH secretion, as long as it isn't chronic, adrenal insufficiency, volume depletion, malnourishment, and excessive alcohol intake or beer potomania. Other risk factors for overly rapid correction are hepatic disease, a serum sodium at presentation of 105 MEQs or less, and concurrent hypokalemia. A common theme amongst risk factors for overly rapid correction of sodium are conditions that are likely to develop a water diuresis during the course of therapy. Water diuresis results in the elimination of free water and retention of sodium, thus raising the serum sodium rapidly and putting the patient at risk of osmotic demyelination syndrome. A reactive strategy using dextrose 5% and antidiuretic hormone or desmopressin DDAVP can be used to re-lower the serum sodium, and I did discuss this back in episode 173. However, this reactive strategy is not guaranteed to prevent the irreversible brain damage that can occur from rapid correction and osmotic demyelination syndrome. Therefore, in high-risk patients with the factors previously listed, a proactive strategy involving giving desmopressin at the beginning of hyponatremia treatment has been recommended by several authors. This proactive strategy ensures that the rate of sodium increase will be slow and predictable because the desmopressin will block the patient's kidney from being able to start water diuresis. Because of this, it may be possible to reduce the frequency of serum sodium measurements from the usual every 2 hours to every 4 or even every 6. Whether to reduce the frequency of monitoring should be a consensus decision reached among interested disciplines such as nursing, renal, pharmacy, and intensivist services. This proactive strategy involves starting desmopressin 1 or 2 mics, IV or sub-Q, every 6 or 8 hours at the onset of sodium replacement. Desmopressin is continued for up to 48 hours or when the serum sodium reaches a safer level, such as 125 MEQs. You can get a comprehensive training video of the treatment of severe hyponatremia from a pharmacist's point of view as a member of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy. To learn more, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.